Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art Monday mornings on Northland Morning. Hello, Annie. How are you doing today?
Hello, Chris. I'm doing awesome, partially because we have an awesome week of arts ahead of us. Jennifer Webb, who is an art history professor at UMD, and just really, we are so lucky to have her in our community doing what she does. She teaches a class in the spring at UMD called The City as a Work of Art, and it investigates city planning, architecture. Certainly some cutting-edge curriculum, and the Duluth Art Institute is really excited because she is sharing some of that with us this Wednesday from 5:30 to 7:30. The Art Institute is doing a guided bus tour of the sort of downtown in the western half of Duluth, and if it's successful, I think we'll probably try and get Jen to come back again, but folks will meet at the depot, board a bus, head out to start in Morgan Park. So we'll hit the strip mall, which is the first of its kind in the country, and then weave our way back through West Duluth and stop at the Come On In, which has the most amazing industrial murals. It's really a fabulous hidden gem in our city. Beautiful, beautiful murals, I think we'll sort of talk about and hit on some of the industrial history of the town. We'll do the Board of Trade building, which is also just a beautiful, gorgeous gem. Jennifer has been reading books and sort of delving into some hidden info, so that'll be really, really fun to see. I think it's really great that the Art Institute can celebrate architecture as well as painting and drawing and photography. I think it's important for us to realize that the visual arts are also include this fantastic thing of architecture that we see every day. So I'm really excited that we'll be able to try that out on Wednesday. And then Friday, Kit Perazowicz, who is a photographer in town who does some really great work with large format photography, is having an opening at the Red Herring Lounge. The Red Herring has been doing some really great visual arts shows in the last half of a year or maybe even longer, but Kip's show will open up at 6 p.m. It's a really fun way to see art when you can see it with at a cocktail and bar lounge type of place. This is photos of his Upper Peninsula photos. He's sort of doing a trip around the lake, and these are ones from the Upper Peninsula in Michigan. Sort of celebrating this spring melt, that time of year that unearths some not so pleasant looking stuff and some also pleasant looking stuff. So it'll be interesting to see what Kip has turned his camera on this spring. And then Saturday is, normally I talk about what's going on in Duluth, but this is sort of a unique instance where I have to say my favorite event in the Twin Cities is called Northern Spark. And there is a local connection because Kathy McTavish, who is a new media, she is a artist, she plays the cello, she does really some fantastic work mixing sort of all these mediums together. She'll be at the Mill City Museum. And Northern Spark, I think it's in its maybe fourth year. I can't remember how many years, but it's the whole Twin Cities get together from 9 p.m. to 5:26 a.m., so from basically sundown to sun up. It's basically making the city into a playground. There's filmmakers, visual artists, new media artists. There's projections. Last year, I think they had this, like, enormous bonfire. You know, it's all about sort of celebrating this time of year, this long, long days and sort of this creative mania almost that happens with all of this light going on. So there's just every museum has something going on. There's things in the park going on. And Kathy has been doing this for quite some time and just does it, her work really fits in well with this. And she's the piece that she's doing for Northern Spark is called Mill City Requiem for Solo Instruments. And it is, I I don't exactly know what it is, and that's kind of the beauty of Northern Spark, is you have some sort of vague inkling, but it's so participatory that you don't really know what you're doing until you show up. So it's you bring your smartphone, you have, and there's, you know, how there's geolocators on your smartphone. Well, Kathy has done a immersive experience where you log in on your smartphone, and depending on where you are in relationship to her at Mill City Museum, there'll be different user experiences. So it's sort of distance-based art and sound and mapping. It sounds fantastic. So it's worth a trip to the Twin Cities to see one of our local artists do some amazing stuff this weekend.
Wow, that's great. And essentially, it's an overnight event, too.
It is. It's an all-night affair. So maybe, you know, you take an early nap, you know, maybe from 5 to 9, and then get ready for an all-night extravaganza.
Fantastic. Wow, that's wonderful. Annie, thanks so much. That's a lot to think about, but so much to do. And that's really, as you say, one of the wonderful things about the opening up of summer here in the Northland.
Exactly.
And in the cities as well. So,
yep. Thanks so much, Chris.
Great. Take care.
Bye.
Annie Dugan, the curator of the Duluth Art Institute, and our host for Where's Art Mondays on Northland Morning.